What? Man, this whole studio is a nervous wreck.
I thought I told you to keep it clean.
I haven't been in here for 2 years. What are you talking? Look at the dust.
Man. You're dusting it.
I'm not. No. Look at those wires. Look, I don't even know if we can record, man.
Check it out.
Dr. Nod here. When you get bad dragged by the square world's endless jive, your weary old soul needs a little psychic air conditioning. Now that's why I dig to crawl between the sheets for a refreshing sound massage. The sides our lady spins won't claw at your face, but they won't make your eardrums yawn either. Like Goldilocks, another boss chick, she goes for the taste that's just right. Be it the exotic, the classic, or the unexpected. Right now, she's set to fly through her own crazy technicolor sky. So be you ancient hipster or brand new jelly tot, welcome on board. Take Doc Nod's tip for a very hip trip. Here's your vinyl ace from inner space to take you to that special place. Dig it with Angel Baby.
Here's a story that you won't believe. Really happened on Christmas Eve. I thought my eyes were fooling me. Saw the kids rocking around a Christmas tree. Rock, rock, rock around a Christmas tree. Well, now rock, rock, rock around a Christmas tree. You gotta clap your hands and stomp your feet. You gotta dig that happy yuletide beat. Rock, rock, rock around a Christmas tree. Yeah, the kids were hanging up the Christmas sock. Ma and Pa began to roll and rock. Baby Two was on the kick. He was playing licks on a peppermint stick. All was quiet, it was 12 o'clock. On the roof we heard somebody knock. Down the chimney all the way came Charlie Santa with a swing and sway. Rock, rock, rock around the Christmas tree. Well, now rock, rock, rock around the Christmas tree. You gotta clap your hands and stomp your feet. Gotta dig that happy yuletide beat. Rock, rock, rock around the Christmas tree. Rhythm that man could move. Mom, he kissed neath the mistletoe, took off his cap and coat, holla go, go, go. Santa jumped into his Cadillac. He promised in her ear that he'd be back. Stepped on the gas for the whole North Pole. He left the reindeer doing the rock and roll. Rock, rock, rock around the Christmas tree. Well, now rock, rock, rock around the Christmas tree. You gotta clap your hands and stomp your feet. You gotta dig that happy yuletide beat. Rock, rock, rock around the Christmas tree.
Thank you.
days are gone. Ooh. And the earth begs its snowflakes to fall. One and all, it brings a joy to each and every heart.
Reach out, bird, reach out, bird, if it calls. Christmas fills you with joy. Hear the shouts from
just listen to me.
You.
There's a light that shines from the east.
You.
And it fills your heart with great peace. Just listen to me.
Reach out, world. Reach out, world, if it calls. Christmas fills you with joy.
Christmas joy.
Ooh.
Brings to you pleasant peace in your heart.
Ooh.
Peace and love, pure and divine, as the snowflakes fall.
You're between the sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dr. Nod. After a couple of years, we're getting back on the mic, spinning the platters you like. By popular demand, for all you vinyl fiends, from now on I'll be identifying record labels and add them to the online playlists. And we're going to kick things off with an R&B Christmas set. If I had R&B Hanukkah records, I'd be playing them instead, but I'm kind of forced into playing the Christmas records, right?
R&B Hanukkah records. That's beyond hip.
That's well, maybe weird. That's a genre we need to start recording.
Yes, if we can find it.
All right, you just heard The Days Are Gone. That was Don Cornell and the Eternals on Mood Disc, and that's a good Jamaican Christmas tune. I guess you to get you in the mood. Before that was Xmas Party. That was Eddie and the De Heavlons on Peacock, and I think that could get Santa dancing. What do you say?
I think they could get anybody dancing. They could get a turtle to dance.
I'd like to see that. Let's see, kicking off that set was Rock Around the Christmas Tree. That was Big Bud on Royal Roost. And that was a little R&B Christmas set for you.
Yeah, that was real frosty. But right now we're going to disconnect, man, from the holiday bit and just get into some blues. And we're going to start off with some Jive Cats, the Dozier Boys, on the Fraternity label out of Ohio, doing a little bit called Early Morning Blues.
I woke up one morning, found my baby gone.
In the morning, early in the morning.
I woke up one morning, found my baby gone.
In the morning, early in the morning.
Well, she didn't leave a letter and she didn't even say so long.
In the morning, early in the morning.
I'm looking for my baby. She can be. I'm looking for my baby. Wonder where she can be.
If I don't find a baby, I declare I blew my top. Put bars on my window, a lock on my front door. And if I ever find a baby, I'll never let go.
Please send my donkey back to me.
Well, those were some real plaintive rural cats from Maryland there. And that's on the Wedge label. It's Delmar Delaney and the Windy Mountain Boys doing what else? Windy Mountain Blues. And before that, well, you know, like man's best amigo is his dog. And so Annie Wright on Rebirth, Little Boy's Blues. Poor little cat had lost his canine companion there. I don't know who Annie Wright is, but I dig her.
Yeah. Because she sang about a little boy losing her dog?
I just like the way she sings, man. She could sing about, you know, I don't know, a bowl of noodles. I'd probably dig listening to her. But see, at the top of the set, oh, there, we announced that before. Yeah, the Dozier Boys on Fraternity, Early Morning Blues. And that was a bluesy set.
Why, because you've had the blues not being on the air for the past couple years?
Oh, that's a nice segue. Well, yeah, I guess, actually, it's been a nice little sabbatical. I sort of dug it, but, you know, I'm happy to be, as Gene Autry said, I don't know where that was coming from when we came in this time, but into the studio, but I'm riding the range once more, so that's cool.
Yeah, but it looks like you put on a couple of years.
I put on a couple of years? So you'll be attacking me on the air, Angel Baby.
Yeah, so we're back after an unexpected couple of years. And some technical issues in the beginning here, but we're trying to slowly groove back into it. And over the years, I've been saving up some of my favorite gal records that have been coming in. So here's a set. We're going to kick this off with Phyllis Dillon on Sure Shot. This is the same Phyllis Dillon that did a great version of Perfidia that we've played a few times. And this is Don't Touch My Tomato.
Are you talking to me?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Good evening. This is J.T. Halloran, and I'm on some very potent eggnog. It's been a long time since my last news broadcast. While little Miss Perfect Angel Baby and that burnt-out bohemian Dr. Nod were neglecting their duties to the listening audience, well, WFMU and Luxuria Music were throwing huge sums of money at me to grace their organizations with my talent. Well, in fact, it got so ugly I'd rather not go into it. Oh, yes, temperature in Los Angeles is a washed-out 60 degrees. Scandal hits the North Pole. The shocking documentary Ho 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 Boo Hoo, produced by Santa's elves, exposing below-living wage levels, housing with inadequate heat and plumbing, filthy cramped workstations, and unhealthy diets, have so enraged their ostensibly jolly employer that he has threatened to release live footage of his workers having sexual relations not only with each other, but with a few of the younger reindeer. And you thought Sony Pictures was in trouble. Oh well, jingle jingle. And now, back to Between the Sheets.
What? Is this real? If it is real, then how come no one else is running it?
Well, man, in all fairness, he may have an inside source. I mean, I hear his sister married an elf.
Oh, I wonder how that works.
I wouldn't want to think about it.
So JT is hitting the bottle again. This is troubling.
Well, he even admitted it right on the air there. He doesn't care anymore.
Clearly. All right, you just heard Please Buy My Record. That was Addie Lee on End. Before that, So Many Days, The Vaughns on King, and that's a big Northern Soul record, but that's not why we like it. And then
we just like records that are very expensive. That's all we play here.
Yeah, that's right. And kicking off that set again, Don't Touch My Tomato, that was Phyllis Dillon.
Do you understand that record, man? Because, like, she says, don't touch my tomato, but then she says, aren't you getting tired of feeling me up? So I don't really understand what Phyllis is trying to tell us in that song.
Do you understand women at all, though?
No.
Well, then there you go.
Okay.
I think it's your turn.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. You know, that was nice, the Vaughns and Addie Lee. They were very polite chicks. They kept on saying, please, please come home and please buy my record and like that. You know, you got to listen to them now. Yeah, okay.
You're not getting a please out of me.
Yeah, all right. I don't think so. All right, let's get into outer space now. We're going to start off with...
That's a place where you're comfortable, right?
Very, very. Let's see. This is a record that's pretty, man, like Rairsville, I guess. I don't know. I've only seen this one copy of it, and I know I'm going to dedicate it to the Hound, because the great DJ the Hound, because I know that he's been looking for this. Maybe he's found it by now. Anyway, he's one of the few people that have the same guy here that we're going to be playing his other record called Hot Skillet Mama. Yeah, that's right. The guy's name is Yohkanen, and here he's called Muck Muck Yohkanen on the A1 Dud label from Chicago, doing a real, and this is, by the way, a Sun Ra type of production. I think Sun Ra's involved with this. Man from the Sun.
The man that flew all the way from the sun. From the sun, baby, hey, hey, from the sun, and I ain't lying. I love you, love you, love you, love you, baby, I love you. Pretty girl, pretty girl, I really love you. Oh! I really love you, darling, I give you my heart. Young man, young man, young man.
famous place. They shot a monkey out into space. They called the monkey on the shortwave set. And this is the message that they get. Can't get the monkey very clear. The monkey says it's too high up here. And when this trip is finally through, please send me back, back to the monkey zoo. The missile starts to separate. The monkey says, what a terrible state. I don't like this trip, so if you please, I'd rather be swinging, swinging through the trees. The missile orbits round and round. The monkey says, get me back to the ground. You scientists think you're so smart, you see. Why didn't you go, go instead of me? The capsule starts on its way back down, traveling at a speed much faster than sound. The monkey says, man, it's hot as toast. I don't wanna be a monkey roast. The capsule finally lands in the sea. They put the monkey on TV. The monkey says, man, I've always been first. On land, on the sea, and through the universe. On land, on the sea, and through the universe. On land, on the sea, and through the universe.
Man. That record had just about everything except intelligence. You know, Angel Baby has limited me to only one novelty record per show, and I guess this was it. Okay, crazy, man. That was the Monkey Space Rock by the Scott Brothers on Pick, P-I-K, Records. And before that, some cool French cats, obviously well Telstarred out of their heads, doing Galaxy. They called themselves Les Guitares, and they were on the Succès Philips label.
Yeah, that was a good one.
1963, I think that was the same. Well, maybe 63 was the year after Telstar hit in 62. Anyway, at the top of the set, as previously announced, Muck Muck Yohanan, and he was doing kind of a Screamin' Jay little jive at the end of that, you know?
And he got an applause, too.
Pardon?
He got an applause at the end of it. Is that what was going on?
Man.
Sounded like an applause.
Well, I was applauding him.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
You're Between the Sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby and Dr. Nod. Find new Between the Sheets shows at my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. And then you can follow me on Facebook to get updates, facebook.com/DJAngelBaby. All right. Well, we heard from the ladies, so now we're going to hear from some guys. This is a teen set.
Yeah, well, this is and some nice stuff. Of course, I think you snuck a chick in here, too.
Yeah, she sandwiched in between them.
Yes, okay. Ooh. Now, don't get dirty.
All right, we're going to kick this off with Dickie Doyle on W-Y-E, out of Warwick, Rhode Island. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Warwick. Well, if you're from Rhode Island, you go Warwick. But if you're from...
No, I don't mean that. I mean the label.
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't sure about that. All right. This is Dreamland, Last Night.
I want... I wonder how I do. And I wonder if you walked with me. I'd like to know where we went. Well, I wonder, oh, I do. And I hope the dreams come true, because then I'll know what happened.
Shouldn't you be doing? I talk to the angel. They said you'd belong to me. When I talk to the angel, baby, only in a dream I told them that.
Talk to the Angels. That was Lou Josey, and I'd like to think he was talking to me.
Yeah.
He's talking to the Angels. And that was on Rendezvous out of Los Angeles, California. It's fitting. Before that was Bayou Moon. That was Marlene Allen on Mike out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And maybe it's teen, maybe it's not teen. I guess you can put it in any category you'd like.
It's kind of genre defying. I can't figure it out because it's a little bit pop, it's a little bit girl group, it's a little bit teen, and even a little bit bluesy.
Well, it's got everything then.
Yeah,
because you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And then kicking off that set again was Dreamland Last Night. That was Dickie Doyle.
Yeah, he
so
did a good
those
job.
Some lesser known labels, I guess.
Yeah, certainly was. And we'll give Dickie Doyle an awful awful from the Newport Creamery down there in Rhode Island for that one. That was pretty good. Awful awful was a drink down there. It was called, if you drank two, you got one free, because it was awful big and awful good. That's what they said. I never even had an awful awful. But anyway, never mind about that. But thank you. Thank you for that cross-country Tinarama. That was a cool set. And we're going to get traditional here before we say goodbye with back to the Christmas stuff. Silent Night. Yeah, well, I guess we've all heard that enough. But and this is a later recording. We usually don't do, man, like 73. But this is from 73. Again, it's our last Jamaican island record of the evening here.
You know what, we played three of them? Three for
yeah,
good luck?
Yeah, I think this is the third one, yeah. But we dig those things, and this is done by some group called the Silent Choir on Magnet, and here it is again, Beyond Classic, Silent Night.
Virgin Mary. place to ride in the one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one horse open sleigh. Silent night.
By golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim.
You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas.
You can come.
dig, man. This is what happens when you let a great gospel group do a great pop song. And that's I'll Be Home for Christmas as the Pilgrim Travelers on specialty. It's red vinyl. Well, the copy we just played, too bad you can't see it. It's pretty real Christmassy.
And if I can get a Scrooge in the Christmas spirit, I'm not sure what
I don't know what could. And this was first released in 1943 by Bing Crosby. It was the flip side of White Christmas that they thought that was going to be, you know, that was a hit too, of course. But this one was very, very special because it was very meaningful during World War II to all the servicemen that were out there in Europe and Japan and the islands out there, and they didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. And it was actually, it was such a powerful song that it was actually banned in the UK because they thought that it would be for airplay. They thought it would potentially destroy morale of the British. Because it was so sad that so many people couldn't be home for Christmas. So, of course, Angel Baby and I hope that all of you who want to be home for Christmas will get home for Christmas this year and every other year, too, man.
Okay, Dr. Nod.
Oh, Angel Baby, a little tear coming in her eyes.
Shut up. You wish.
You wish. Yeah. All right, well, that's...
What was before that?
Well, oh, yeah, I just got so much into that. Okay, oh, Frank. Yeah, Frank's my favorite by Frank,
oh,
man.
Gee, oh, golly, oh, gosh, or something like that.
Yeah, Mistletoe and Holly, that's called. And, you know, Frank's really swinging on this one. He's stuffing himself with pheasants and stuff like that out there. And also, every time he sings, you know, Giving the Tree the Trim, I always think it's vaguely sexual because, you know, that's what the trim was, what the Rat Pack called the chicks that they were intimate with, you know, and pick up some trim. So I don't know.
You're probably right.
Frank something else, of course. And then again, at the top of the set, that Silent Choir doing Silent Night. And in the tricky way of the islands, they snuck in instrumentally a little quote to 12 Days of Christmas in there. And, of course, Jingle Bells as well. So that kind of wraps it all up there with the big trad Christmas sound. And again, if we had some, you know, Hanukkah records to lay on you, we would, but you know,
we just have the one. What is it?
I want Marilyn Monroe for Hanukkah. Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh well.
You've been Between the Sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dr. Nod. Whoever you are, wherever you are, old and new listeners, thanks for tuning in. Have a happy and safe holiday. Want to be lost in paradise? Well, we'll be back with more rockin' sounds after the new year. And that's all for us, except for Doc's parting words.
Well, yeah, the coolest Yule and the most frantic of firsts to my kiddios, Laura, Katie Nod, and Nod Jr., as well as, of course, all of you frosty snowmen and women who dig the scene. All right, later on.
Thank you kindly, that's all. I'm through. The rest of this recording is up to you.